Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, the popular video game, has been taken off the shelves of some stores and given an adults-only rating. The producer, Rockstar Games, has said it will no longer manufacture copies of the current version. This all came down after numerous complaints about sexually explicit content in the game that players could access by means of an internet download. Rockstar and its parent company, Take-Two Interactive Software, initially denied knowledge of the sexual material. Yesterday, however, they admitted to building the sex scenes into the retail version of the game. Joining us now is Patricia Vance, president of the ESRB, the Entertainment Software Ratings Board. She joins us from her office in New York City, and it's nice of you to be with us on Talk of the Nation.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, ESRB initially designated Grand Theft Auto M for mature, and now it turns out there was a sex scene built into it.
Well, the game was initially rated for mature for ages 17 and older. One of the content descriptors did include strong sexual content. But what this third-party modification allowed users to access was content that was more extreme than the content that had been initially disclosed to us.
Safe to call it X-rated?
No, it's definitely more extreme. It's sexually explicit. I wouldn't go as far as to call it X-rated, but yes, it is more extreme, and it definitely warranted an adults-only rating.
But you didn't know about it,
was not disclosed.
And obviously, people who were buying it didn't know about it.
That is correct.
And now it's been re-rated to AO adults only.
Correct.
And there have been a lot of complaints, as you know, from members of Congress and from other people, watchdogs, saying that maybe the ratings board needs to be more aggressive in investigating what's on these products that it rates.
Well, I think this is an isolated instance. There are very strict requirements in terms of what publishers are need to disclose to us during the rating process. They have always had to disclose cheats. There are often hidden elements in a game that are programmed into the game. So if a player enters a couple of keystrokes on their keypad, they can actually access content. All of that type of content, publishers have always been required to disclose to us, and they've always been incorporated into the rating. What made this a little different is that this was material that was not designed to be accessed by the player. Even though the material existed on the disc, it was coded around so players who bought the game actually couldn't access it. The only means to access it was provided by this hacker in the Netherlands, who then made this patch available on the internet for anybody who wanted to download it, so that they could see these particular scenes when they played their PC version of the game.
If it wasn't meant to be accessed by players, why was it there?
That's a question you'll have to ask Rockstar. Our investigation really started and ended with what's on the disc, what's been modified, what the publisher was responsible for creating, and how that material, now that it's been exposed, affects the rating, and then what are we going to do about it. And that is, what we announced publicly yesterday. So, in terms of intent, that's a question you'll have to pose to Rockstar.
Well, obviously the re-rating has caused many major marketers to take it off the shelves, places like Walmart and Costco and companies like that. Is there anything and that's going to cost the company quite a bit of money, there's no doubt about that. Is there anything that the ratings board will do to the company?
Those are the corrective actions that we mandated. We mandated that they cease all sales and distribution of the product. We mandated that any existing product that's in the channel today that has not been sold through gets stickered with a new rating. That retailers are given the option of exchanging the existing inventory for new inventory that doesn't have this hidden content on the disc. And then also, furthermore, we required Rockstar to take additional measures, particularly for parents who are concerned if, God forbid, they should have brought one of these games home to their 13 or 14-year-old, even though the game was clearly marked inappropriate for younger ages. If parents wanted to take precautionary measures, they could download a patch onto their computer from Rockstar that would disable this modification so that you would not be able to get into that content. So those steps we mandated, Rockstar cooperated, and they you know, they were aggressive and swift and meaningful and effective in terms of correcting the situation.
There are millions of copies of these this game out. And most parents, and I don't mean to be flip about this, but most parents can't program their VCRs to stop blinking 12. Is this going to be an adequate response?
Downloading a patch is not a problem. You open up a file and download it. I don't think it requires any technical sophistication. Parents should also know, however, that if they bought the console version of the game, the PS2, actually in order to enable this modification, you would have to have an accessory to your console that would allow you to access third-party modifications. So it's not as if you have a PlayStation version of the game and you don't have any of these accessories, you can open up this content. So parents need to be assured of that.
Patricia Vance, thanks very much for being with us today. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Patricia Vance, president of the Entertainment Software Ratings Board. She joined us from her office in New York City. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And with us now to give us some background on video games is Kevin Poulsen, a senior reporter for Wired News. He joins us from his office in San Francisco. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Thanks for having me.
A lot of the Grand Theft Auto controversy centered around mods and cheats. We mentioned those. What are those?
There's a community of very avid gamers that, with technical skills, that have learned to dissect games and to figure out how they work, and then to change them, either tweaking them in subtle ways or even creating entirely new content for them. Some of the mods are extremely sophisticated. Some have even spun off into their own games.
So mods is essentially a way for a manufacturer to get the fans of the game to extend the life of the game, build new levels.
It is, although there are varying levels of support for the modding community among game companies. Most of the video games that you buy actually contain a click wrap legal agreement when you first install it that says that you agree not to modify the game. So the companies that are more generous to modders simply choose not to enforce that click wrap agreement.
Now, a cheat is simply a code that enables you to make your character fly or invulnerable or something.
Right. There are cheats that are built into games that can be activated by a particular sequence of buttons or joystick moves that are intended to be found eventually. And then there are others that are essentially quick and dirty mods that actually change the game in a way that the manufacturer didn't intend.
Now, as you look into the Grand Theft Auto controversy, again, the question, and you may not be able to answer it, but why would somebody put this sexual content into the game if it wasn't meant to be accessed?
In fact, as the company says, it isn't uncommon if you want to remove a feature that you decide perhaps at the last minute that you don't want in the final version, it's often easier to just render that feature inaccessible to the player. If you try and remove it from the actual code, it can have unintended side effects that can set you back in the development process. And if you have a deadline looming, it can be tempting to leave it in, but just disable it.
And how big a penalty is Rockstar going to pay for this controversy?
Well, there's no doubt that they're going to suffer financially as a result of the rating being increased to adults only. That's going to take it out of a lot of stores it already has. And then the cost of burning new discs and shipping them out, it's certainly going to affect their bottom line.
Millions of dollars?
I wouldn't want to go into an economic estimate, except to say that it's going to be significant.
Well, they also got a lot of publicity, too. Kevin Poulsen, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Kevin Poulsen is senior reporter for Wired News and joined us from his office in San Francisco. Stay tuned to NPR News for continued coverage of today's bombings in London. One injury reported, no fatalities, four bombs. Apparently did not go off as planned, but four bombs today, 2 weeks after four deadly explosions in London. Continuing coverage on NPR News. You're listening to Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.